You know, there was a time when I would look back and think, oh, hell no, I don't want to go back. From the ceiling, there are faces looking at me with blank eyes. Faces from bands like Linkin Park, Sublime, and Blink 182. No, I don't listen to those bands, but my sister does. So delicate she is, but in the future, she's a strong one. These are her words, so please listen carefully. Lying on my bed, telling myself that everything is going to be okay, I look at myself and wonder, what can I do next? I have no one to turn to. Well, maybe to an empty house and an empty fridge with empty arms. I find myself lost in my own illusion sometimes. Lost in a world with only black and white, with no color, no expressions. I need a change of scenery. So I go and lie under my Christmas tree, trying to look for an ornament that tells me that I had a happy childhood. Childhood. What am I saying? I'm still a child, sort of. I'm sitting here wanting to be a child, but in this house I had to grow up when I learned how babies were made, which was in the second grade. But I do remember my friends I had of mists and airy nothings, calling them my family, my friends, my children, names like John Little, Stario, and Namath. From a mop, a broom, and a piece of wood, they could come and go as they pleased. I remember finding myself wanting to go home with them, to disappear into the air and travel to the sky, bouncing off clouds to clouds. But I am only Kendra in real life. But in pretend, I was Sarah Lee. Yeah, I could make the best damn mud pies ever, even better than my sister, who I called Betty Crocker. I had a variety of mud pies, from double mud pies to vegetarian mud pies to the chocolate mud cakes. I even had a chocolate cream mud pie. But I can't make them anymore because I had to grow up. Lying here under my Christmas tree, trying to find my way home, clicking my heels three times, saying there's no place like home, there's no place like home, there's no place like home, waiting for some white chick to pop in a bubble wearing pink, saying, you are home. Closing my eyes and hearing the echoes of memories that bounce off the walls that makes me roll into a fetal position, screams that would say, I hate you, leave, what, you want to hit me? Go ahead, hit me. Mom and Dad's yells. I remember hiding under my bed, hoping that they wouldn't come into my room looking for me. Was it my fault they fought? My big sister would come in looking for me, tiptoeing through the halls, pulling me out from under my bed and taking me back to her room. She would lie next to me, holding me so close, singing me to sleep with my favorite song from All Dogs Go to Heaven. Let's pretend that you're far away. Let's say you write to me. Still lying under my Christmas tree, wondering what she is doing now. She writes, I write, we both write. Words that have haunted us were when we were babies. But looking at my perfect handwriting and looking at these words that some call poetry, it scares me because I don't remember writing this. And it hurts to read what my ghost has said. I don't know what to do. I'm only a child who has grown too fast in a world too big with a mind too complex with words that I sometimes do not understand. How do I find my way home? Can I just disappear in the air and rejoin my friends of mists and airy nothings? Or do I have to click my heels saying there's no place like home? Opening my eyes, I find myself in a house with a hall full of empty pictures and my room full of empty faces with empty eyes. I guess I am home, so what do I do now?